He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, September 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I'm like the mailman. I'm like the postman. I've got to deliver, whether it's rain, whether it's sunshine, whether it's sleet, whether it's snow. A little bit of rain falling on the market today, although it's not as bad as the futures would have suggested. I mean, the futures were just getting crushed this morning. Now we've got the markets open. The Dow is down 184 points. The Dow is at 16,325. We've got the S&P 500 down 21 points right now. That's 1.1%. It's at 1945. The NASDAQ is down 59 points. That's a 1.2% drop. The NASDAQ is at 4,769. Crude oil, you know, and the market seems to be following crude oil. That's one of the cues that it's looking to for its daily direction. Crude oil is at $45.63, down 2.8% today. Gold is at $1,123 per ounce. The euro is falling today on the big Volkswagen scandal, which is definitely weighing on the market today. One of the big reasons that the market is down triple digits today is Volkswagen out of Germany. It the euro's at 1.11 right now, and the 10-year yield is down today on the nervousness in the market. It's back down to 2.15%. Materials, commodities plunging once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. What gives, Gunderson? You said yesterday that the bull market's still intact. That's right. I've been saying that for 6 years and 23 weeks. And every time there's been a threat, every time there's been a pullback, every time there's been a correction, the market has gone on to hit new highs because earnings warranted the market going on to hit new highs. And right now, the earnings forecasts are out there, and right now, they would support a much higher market from where we're at right now. Now, that doesn't take away the day-to-day pain, however. We took it today's pain. What's causing today's pain? You know, there's no gain without pain. Oh, I hated when my football coach used to say that, running up and down those bleachers. No pain without gain, Gunderson. All right, coach, I hear you. Well, we're suffering a little bit of pain today. Volkswagen in the spotlight. You know, at one time, Volkswagen was the biggest publicly traded company in the world. In fact, let's just look at where it's at today from a market capitalization point of view. VLKAY is the symbol. It's only a $36 billion company. Gosh, and it's getting smaller by the minute. Volkswagen is down 35%. Since yesterday when the news was announced that they've been cheating on their emissions test with the EPA. You don't want to fool around with the EPA because the EPA is going to come after them. They've already set aside $7 billion to settle claims and to, whatever else is going to happen to them. And it may eventually be more than that. So far, they're fessing up to 11 million cars that have had software installed on them to get around the emissions test. And, of course, Volkswagen is part of Germany's economy, one of the economies in Europe that is still growing, but it's probably a pretty big chunk of their economy. Maybe this puts Germany into recession. We'll see. If Germany goes into recession, one would think that Europe would have a hard time avoiding recession. So today the market is looking at the worst case scenario, which it always does. And it's It's placing some bets that maybe this puts Europe into recession. Well, we'll take this on a day-by-day basis. We'll see what kind of impact this has. Meanwhile, the other hot spot in the world occurred yesterday. A little company by the name of Turing Pharmaceutical raised the price on its drug. They just bought this company, Turing Pharmaceutical, a hedge fund manager, one of those dastardly, evil, criminal types that is a hedge fund manager, bought this pharmaceutical company and promptly raised the price on the drug. Well, what's wrong with that? What impact would that have on the market, you say? Well, Henry Waxman, about a year and a half ago, wagged his finger at a company named Gilead Sciences for the price they were charging for their cure to hepatitis, saying that these drug companies needed to be reined in. And that caused about a 35% sell-off in the biotech industry. It sent a shiver. You know, there's a lot of folks that invest money in the early stages of these biotech companies. The hit or miss rate is, you know, it's a long shot to come up with a blockbuster drug. There is a lot of risk in investing in early stage biotech companies. And the thought is, if the end product is going to be regulated by the government and they're going to tell these biotechs how much they can charge for the drug, then why take all of the risk? In other words, it's interfering with capitalism. Well, yesterday Hillary Clinton wagged her finger. Not only wagged her finger, but will produce a plan later today to rein in the gross prices, the outrageous prices that the drug companies are charging. I would like to ask Ms. Clinton just one question. Ms. Clinton, I'm having a gathering here in San Diego next week, and we're looking for a speaker. How much does your husband charge for a speech to my little group? $500,000? $1 million for an hour speech? Okay, that sounds reasonable to me. No price gouging there. And how much do you charge, Ms. Clinton, for a speech? Well, you know, I believe that the drug companies, I believe in free markets. That's what I believe in. If a price of a drug is too high, there's plenty of competitors out there. Or go for the alternative type of treatment. Maybe it's cheaper. You know, the markets will determine. Jack in the Box can't all of a sudden start charging $25 for a hamburger. You know, people will go elsewhere. Let the free markets work it all out. Ms. Clinton's plan, just a few early notes coming out of it, would make them reinvest their profits. In other words, they can't be profitable. You have to reinvest all of your profits into R&D. And secondly, the advertising that you do, you cannot write off as a business expense. That's a couple pieces of her plan. Now, I remember back when Mr. Clinton was president, the drug stocks, the healthcare stocks, got murdered. Nothing ever happened, but she had the same venom and hatred for the healthcare and the drug stocks back then that she has today. So it's something to be watched, you know. Like I say, Mr. Waxman's comments caused about a 35% sell-off in the drug and biotech industry. I did sell off one of my drug stocks yesterday as it crossed my line in the sand. Other things happening. They're already arguing. They're already debating about the October FOMC meeting. Will they raise interest rates or won't they? That's also part of the sell-off today. I told you this was going to happen. We're going to sail through September with no rate hike. And then the debate will start once again on the October meeting. DraftKings FanDuel under scrutiny by the U.S. government. Is it legal? Is what they're doing legal? They're taking in a lot of money gambling on sports. They're coming under the microscope. We'll see what happens there. Well, let's see. We've got the Pope speaking on Thursday, and I'm sure he'll have some words about capitalism in his speech. Another government shutdown looming out there. Oh, man, I'm really talking you out of holding stocks at all, aren't I? There's got to be something positive. I'm going through my notes here. Is there anything positive? Groupon is cutting 1,100 folks. That's not positive. We've got Xi visiting. That's his name. It's not a woman. It's a man. The leader of China visiting this today and tomorrow, visiting from China. Banks are afraid to lend right now. You know, we're in the midst of a mortgage application. You can't even believe it. Have you done it lately? Are you in the mortgage business? Have you applied for a loan? They've asked for basically everything but a urine sample so far, you know. It's just unbelievable. Banks are afraid to lend for fear of being sued by the government. Well, on that positive note, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now. Now, here's why I like the market so much. No matter what's happening in the world, no matter what's happening in the market, there's always sunshine shining somewhere. Oh, yeah, it's usually right here in San Diego. We have a lot of sunshine. We have an abundance of sunshine. But there's sunshine that is shining on companies all over the world that continue to flourish despite whatever the market is doing. Although, you know, look, most companies are subject to market forces. But there's a lot of companies that have flourished over the years. When I wrote my book back in 2012, Best Stocks Now, actually it was 2011, and I believe this stock has doubled since then. I believe it's more than doubled since then. And it continues to be a stellar performer. They reported earnings yesterday, this Memphis, Tennessee. I've always wanted to go to Memphis, one of the places I want to visit sometime in my lifetime, along with Nashville. Sample some of that barbecue, some of that rhythm and blues. Some great music has come from that part of the world over time. And there's a company there that is now a $22 billion company from Memphis, Tennessee, AutoZone. I featured AutoZone many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Why? Because it continues to be a best stock now. And once again, even today, in the face of the market being down 1%, AutoZone is up $13.10 today. Why? They reported earnings yesterday. AutoZone is one of the few, I think maybe there's 20 or less stocks in my entire database that are trophy winners. They get a trophy. They are most valuable players. They are MVPs in the Best Stocks Now universe. AutoZone is one of those companies. It's a large cap company. Oh, it probably fits in a moderate risk or even a conservative risk profile. This is a large cap stock after all. Over the last 5 years, AutoZone has continued to grow their earnings. Don't forget, cars are getting older all the time, just like us. That's why healthcare is such a good sector to be invested in. Well, auto parts stores are the healthcare sector for the automobile industry, right? AutoZone has been growing by 19% per year. Their earnings. Okay, now let's see if there's a correlation here. We put this my theory to the test that stock price appreciation and earnings growth almost always go hand in hand. While AutoZone has been growing their earnings by 19% per year, the stock has been going up at a rate of 27.4%. It's outperformed even the earnings growth of the company. There is no dividend here. We can't squeeze this one into a dividend or income portfolio unless you want to use it as a growth component, which has been a very good growth component over the years. In fact, if we look at the last decade of AutoZone, I've been into AutoZone a few times, you know. You're getting on the freeway and somebody's pointing at your car. You know, that doesn't sound good. I better pull into an AutoZone parking lot. See, maybe I'm leaking something. Maybe something's on fire. Maybe I have a flat tire. Maybe there's sparks coming out from underneath my car. Pull into the AutoZone. And usually when you pull into the AutoZone parking lot, there's a couple of guys, at least two or three, underneath their cars. Be careful not to run over their work boots. These poor fellows have to get to work. They're doing a quick oil change in the AutoZone parking lot. Don't run over their legs. Over the last 10 years, AutoZone has delivered 23.8% per year to investors. The market's delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, AutoZone, 27.4%. Boy, this is the Berkshire Hathaway of stocks here, isn't it? This thing has run circles around Warren Buffett over the last decade. AutoZone 27.4, the market 11.5. Over the last 3 years, the beat goes on at AutoZone. Just like I said, our bodies are getting older. Our cars are getting older. Healthcare sector is vibrant. The auto our sector is vibrant. You know, another one I noticed yesterday, I tweeted out, this is the breakout of the day. The best chart that I saw yesterday was Monroe Muffler and Brake. That's right, MNRO, which has also been a powerful stock over the years. How's your muffler sounding today? Over the last 12 months, AutoZone's up 38%. The market is down 2.2. That's pretty good alpha there. That's superior. That's fantastic alpha on AutoZone. You know, I think maybe my first article that I ever wrote for thestreet.com many years ago was AutoZone, Priceline, and one other stock, and they've all done fantastic since then. There must be something to combining value with performance and a healthy stock chart. I make no promises. I make no guarantees. I make no claims. It is what it is. You judge for yourself. But I like the collision of performance, which we have in spades here in AutoZone, and value. I currently have a $1,300 target price on AutoZone. Let's see where it's at today. $746. People thought I was crazy when I wrote my book in 2011 saying AutoZone could double over the next 5 years. Well, it has. No guarantee that it will double again. The company has to continue to do its part. It has more competition these days. And some of its competitors are good stocks also. I own AAP, Advanced Auto Parts, which has also been a good one. Again, it's the healthcare sector of the automobile industry, these auto parts stores. AutoZone is currently trading at 18 times forward earnings, pay ratio of 1.37, a little on the rich side, but they come in today and they beat earnings. Now, one other thing I'd like to point out about these auto parts stores, another good one is O'Reilly, O-R-L-Y. Back in 2008, when the S&P 500 was down 38.5%, AutoZone was up 16% that year. I got to believe that auto sales plunged at Lexus dealers and Mercedes dealers and BMW dealers back in 2008 while people decided to fix up the old car and keep it running while dad looked for a job or while mom looked for a job. AutoZone was up 16% in 2008 while the market was down 38%. That's a comforting thought. That it held up well even in a bear market. And I continue, that's one of the stats that I show in my app every single day is how the stock did back in 2008, the worst bear market that we've seen in recent history, down 53% from the top. How did your stock do during that period of time? I think that has something to do with the safety grade, which is also a grade that I have in my app. I give AutoZone a B. Out of, oh, how many stocks are in the database today? We've got 4,123, and AutoZone comes in at number 64. Is that right? 64? Yeah, 64. All right, we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm
and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, there's a lot in the news feed here the last couple of days. And, of course, Volkswagen has been one of the biggest news stories, and it's dragging down the market. It's having an impact on the market. Volkswagen is down 35%. You know, it's a major company out of Germany. Who didn't have a Volkswagen in their family at some point in time? The old Bugs. Or the Beatles or whatever, 11 million cars being impacted. What was Volkswagen thinking? Did they think they were going to get away with skirting the EPA test? I just don't understand this whole deal. It's crazy. It almost seems unbelievable that they would do that. Well, and we also have Hillary Clinton's war on the drug companies, those dirty drug makers. They're gouging the public. on the price of their drugs, and she's going to go after them, just like Mr. Henry Waxman did, the retired congressman from Los Angeles. He wagged his finger at Gilead Sciences, their cure for hepatitis C. How dare you charge that much for that drug? You should make it available to folks for the common good. The war on capitalism, I call it. You know, I just think for what weaknesses there are in capitalism, is there a better system? Has there been any big drugs come out of Russia? Have there been any cures for anything that have come out of these socialist countries? I don't think so. Another government shutdown maybe out there on the horizon. Now, that's got the market spooked a little bit. This time, last time it was about, they shut it down. It was pretty much over the Affordable Health Care Act. This time, more than likely, it's going to be centered around, if they do shut down the government over Planned Parenthood, maybe we should regulate how much politicians can charge for speeches. I don't know. How much do they gouge the public on their speeches that they're giving? That's what I'd want to know. Xi is visiting from China. The Pope is visiting. He'll address Congress on Thursday. We're already talking about the FOMC meeting in October. Will they or won't they? AutoZone reports earnings, comes in, beats the market or beats expectations. Still remains a best stock now. Well, that's the beauty of the market. It's all relative, okay? You know, there's 4,100 different asset classes, indexes, sectors, ETFs, mutual funds, individual stocks to choose from, and there's always going to be a little bit of cream that rises to the top. Look back in 2008 in the last bear market. AutoZone would have been one of the most highly ranked stocks during that bear market. On a relative basis, it did much, much better. It was up 16% that year while the market was down 38%. I'm happy to have. I was inventing the app back during that time. I will be anxious to see how it performs during the next bear market, which is out there somewhere. I don't see it yet because I don't see a looming recession here in the U.S. You can bet that there's one coming, and people have been making that bet for the last several years, and they've been wrong. And I don't see a stalling out or a decrease in earnings in the S&P 500 out there on the horizon. You can bet on that scenario, just like folks have bet on the scenario of a dollar that was getting crushed and gold prices that would soar and inflation that would run rampant. It hasn't happened. They've been wrong with their bet. It's better to watch the statistics, the numbers, the charts every single day. Be on guard. Don't discount that possible scenario. Anything's possible. But in the meantime, you've got to wait for some evidence of some sort that that scenario is about to take place. That's why I'm always got my eye, one eye in the rear view mirror here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, on a relative basis, one of the stocks that continues to behave quite nicely. This one's for our Seattle listeners up in KKOL. We have a lot of listeners in the Seattle area, and you've got a great stock up there. Yesterday I tweeted, this is the power stock of the day. This is the power chart of the day. It made another powerful move yesterday to a new all-time high. The name of the company, a little-known company out of Seattle called Amazon.com. Have you ever heard of them? It's $252 billion now in market capitalization. The king of the world, I suppose, in the retail arena. By contrast, Walmart is $202 billion. So Amazon has now passed Walmart. I think more shopping is done online than the bricks and mortar. You know, I went and bought a pair of shoes the other day, and the gal working there was snippy. She disappeared for 20 minutes. I'm going, why don't I just go leave and just order them online? If they don't fit, I'll send them back. But I stuck through it. But while I was sitting there at a mall right across the street from my office, I was thinking to myself, no wonder there's so much online transactions taking place. It's a pain to sit through here. While they search through inventory and they disappear for 20 minutes. You know, it's just the way it is. Anyways, Amazon.com. Boy, you can buy almost anything on Amazon.com. Fresh groceries, restaurant food, office supplies. You know, whenever we need something here at Gunderson Capital Management, I tell my son, he goes on Amazon.com. And he finds exactly what we need, and usually it's here the next day or within a day or two. Pretty amazing. Over the last 10 years, Amazon has also been a powerful stock. It's never been a cheap stock. It never will be a cheap stock. Well, maybe at some point way down the road. But it's just such a dominant company. Hence the name Amazon, right? Over the last 10 years, Amazon has delivered 29.5% per year to investors. It's one of the stocks of the decade. In fact, it should be a trophy winner. In fact, I am going to change the setting there to make that a trophy-winning stock. It definitely is one. The market has only delivered 5 during the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Amazon has delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered 11.5%. And over the last 3 years, Amazon's delivered 29% per year, while the market has delivered 10. It's basically tripled or quadrupled the returns of the market over the last 3, 5, 10 years. It's delivered some serious alpha to investors in the company, to shareholders, which I am one. Gunderson Capital Management has a position in Amazon. Over the last 12 months, Amazon is up 65%. The market's down 2%. Again, serious alpha. Also, more evidence, another factoid, that growth stocks have much been in favor over value stocks for the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. We went through Warren Buffett's performance of Berkshire Hathaway and how he's lagged the market over the last 3, 4, 5 years. And one of the big reasons is, well, I believe his hand is limited now. He can only buy great big large companies. But he still employs his value techniques, which have served him fine over the years. Over the last 49 years, he's averaged almost 20% per year, 19.6. But lately, value investing, and it does, it has its times when it goes out of favor. The value investors got crushed back in 2008. Well, growth stocks like Amazon right now are in favor, and I don't think you'll ever see Amazon in Buffett's portfolio. Not at, it doesn't even have a P.E. ratio because they're expected to lose money. Well, they lost money over the last 12 months. However, having said that, Amazon is expected to make $4.80 next year in earnings, which would be a 206% increase over this year. You kind of have to hold your nose. You kind of have to cover your eyes. You kind of have to cover your ears owning the stock, because the valuation has never been cheap on Amazon. But it continues to grow its top line by about 15 to 20% per year. And I think at any given time they could flip the switch and become much more profitable, but they continue to invest in other ventures and new technologies and whatnot to become even more of an Amazon. I have in my database, get this, this is an interesting statistic, 4,131 stocks. I only have 2 right now, count them, 2, that are A-plus rated or better. That means the best of the best. And one of those stocks is Amazon.com right now, AMZN. And it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. How in the world, in a market where people are nervous about this and nervous about that, can they own a high-priced stock like Amazon.com? Well, they do, and it continues to make a powerful move. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the second quarter, or the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about a lot here today. We talked about the war on the drug stocks here, which is taking place, and definitely a big part of today's move downward in the market. This occurred, you know, back about a year and a half ago when Henry Waxman wagged his finger at the drug makers. And it happened when Mr. Bill Clinton was president and his wife Hillary at the time, the first lady, wagged her finger and declared war on the health care and the drug stocks. Well, I just want to read here a definition, okay, of the word capitalism, because I believe there's a coming war. I believe there's a war brewing now against capitalism, and it's a worldwide war. What's a better system? The definition of capitalism is quite simple. It's an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Pretty simple definition, okay? Who do you want in charge of the drug companies, of the oil companies, of the steel makers, of the automakers? Do you want the state in charge? Or do you want private owners with the incentive of maybe a profit involved in there somewhere? Well, I think we have to look at the areas around the world, the countries around the world that have chosen to have the state run things. We can look to Russia. We can look to Venezuela. They're starving in Venezuela. We can look to Cuba. And even though they try to put on a good face for the Pope, there's a lot of suffering. There's not a lot of freedom. The dissidents were rounded up in Cuba before the Pope's visit. The socialist system, having the government in charge of the economy, has not worked out very well for them. It's not a good system, socialism. We can look to Brazil, which is reeling. Do you know what's happening to the Brazilian currency right now? And the poor Brazilian people, it's getting absolutely, the people, the markets, their currency, their economy is getting absolutely slaughtered. How do you make an argument for socialism? How do you make an argument? Yeah, capitalism isn't perfect. Would we have Silicon Valley if there wasn't a profit incentive in there somewhere? And you're always going to have cheaters in every system. You're always going to have greedy folks in any kind of system. But these folks also take a heck of a lot of risk. Opening a business is a risky adventure. I don't care what kind of business it is. If you're going to open up a sandwich shop on the corner, an auto repair shop in the valley, or a money management firm in downtown San Diego, there's a lot of risk owning your own business. And, you know, it's becoming more and more of a hostile environment, I guess you could say, against business owners. No, I realize there has to be regulations. Yes. But, you know, at the same time, I think you need to grease the skids to help people invent, to help people create. This is why we have cures now for hepatitis C. This is why we have drugs now that help all kinds of maladies that befall mankind. This is why we have bike rides to raise money for cancer, to give to these researchers, to give to these companies, so that they continue to take risk and try to find cures and hope for many of these things that befall mankind. And is there any country in the world outside of America that has come up with the inventions and the medicines and the drugs and the creativity? Oh, there's nobody, there's not even a second best. We dominate the world. Why? Because we have capitalism at work in America and a profit-driven society where there's an incentive to make profit. And when you kill that, if you were to tell a doctor, look, you can only charge this much. You can only make this much as a doctor. Who would want to go to school for 8 years to become a doctor anymore? There has to be different reward. There has to be the law of the harvest. You reap what you sow. You go to school for 8 years, you ought to make a little bit more money than the guy who's working at the McDonald's. That's just the way the system works. Everybody is not equal. I'm sorry. You can't have this society that John Lennon wanted to see in his song Imagine, right? There's going to be different levels of people with different levels of motivation, with different levels of work ethic, ambitious people, lazy people, hard workers, people that don't want to work. That's just the way a society works, and you should be rewarded accordingly to what you put into things, right? And I just can't see, and I believe there's a looming war out there. It's coming. It's already in place. There's a big discussion. There's a big debate, social justice and all this. We need to do away with capitalism. Well, you know what? I don't think there's a better system. And I think we need to really be on our guard here, because I think our capitalism is under heavy assault right now. We've got to protect it. Anyways, that's my two cents on this subject, which reared its ugly head once again yesterday with the war on the price gouging, the so-called price gouging by the drug companies. Well, we will be sending out our newsletter once again this week, and we continue to find the companies that are making the profits. That's how you grow an economy. That's how you make people and investors. That's how you give people incentive to invest in the first place. Why would you put money away into your 401k if there wasn't the hope that these companies you're investing in could continue to grow and create and deliver profits and grow in value and grow in size? This has enabled Warren Buffett to become a $300 billion fund. He's one of the biggest capitalists of all time. And yet he's a guy that today is throwing darts at capitalism. Now that seems a little bit hypocritical to me. And when you're charging $500,000 for a speech and then wagging your finger at the drug companies, that seems a little hypocritical to me. It's okay in my life, but you can't do it. Anyways, that's my two cents. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.